Hello, medicine keepers. Welcome to your Lunasa guided journey, and thank you for being here. Begin by finding a comfortable place to spend some time. You can sit or lie down, however your body feels most supported. And I recommend having some kind of journal or just a piece of paper and pen or pencil that you can write down any impressions you have after this journey is complete. St. John's wort, sometimes referred to as St. Joan's wort, named for Joan of Arc because of the plant's association with the element of fire, blooms right around the summer solstice every year. It loves the sun, and around here, at least in Oregon, you can find it sprouting up alongside the roads where the sun shines really brightly and where the soil is warm and well-draining. And just like Lunasa is a time of transition between summer and autumn, St. John's wort shows up in spaces of transition, or what you might call the hedgerow, that kind of in-between civilization and the wild. So what does that mean for us? Well, St. Joan's wort has this ability to invite you to explore your in-between or your transitional spaces. So many times in our lives, we find ourselves in these uncomfortable places of feeling like we're in between where we were and where we want to be or where we think we're supposed to be. And St. Joan's wort invites us to feel into those places as equally important in our journey as the places where we feel like we're doing something or we're accomplishing something or being productive or growing in some outward way. Those in-between spaces are where so much love and understanding for yourself can grow from. It's where we have the space to examine our shadows with compassion and at the same time begin embracing our light. St. Joan's wort asks us what beliefs about ourselves have we held on to without question, the ones we keep believing simply because we don't remember a time when we didn't, and they seem like a given. So let's go on a bit of a Lunasa journey. From your comfortable place, either sitting or lying down, close your eyes. And take a few breaths in through your nose and release it out through your mouth. Relaxing your jaw and the roof of your mouth. Notice any tension in your belly and invite it to soften. And could you even imagine the bones of your skull relaxing a bit, able to move ever so slightly with your breath? And I'd like you to imagine walking along an unpaved road. The sun is high overhead, but it's not too hot, just warm enough to be comfortable in a t-shirt and jeans. You can hear the crunch of the dirt beneath your feet with each step. And you wonder if you might slow your pace a bit. After all, you don't have to be anywhere else right now. To your right is a big field of wildflowers, of tall grass, and giant oak trees. And to your left is a rather thin hedge. Right in front of the hedge is a bunch of beautiful yellow St. John's wort in full bloom. And you remember that St. John's wort usually guards the transitional spaces between this world and the other, between human and the wild, and even between you and your true nature. You wonder, what's on the other side of the hedge? What might this St. John's wort be guarding beyond the civilization of this man-made road? Before you can think twice, you're already shimmying through the hedge to see what's behind and what's beyond. After crossing, you look around. What do you see? What does your wild look like? What plants or animals do you notice? Do you see any bodies of water? Is the weather the same as it was walking down that dirt road, or is it different? Is the sky sunny or stormy? Find a nice shady place to sit down. You realize this wild place you've stumbled into is actually a reflection of you. That out of necessity, you've allowed the society you live in to place layers of labels, beliefs, and roles on you. And those layers may or may not be a reflection of your true nature. But this other world somehow feels like home. Feels like the you that existed before anyone told you that you needed to be otherwise. Choose one of those layers that have been placed upon you, a belief or a story you've held on to about yourself. And just like you take off a sweater that's become too heavy for the season, take off that layer and set it down lovingly next to you. Perhaps this belief served you at one point. Perhaps it still does. This belief could be something a parent, teacher or friend told you about yourself when you were young? Take a moment reflecting upon this layer you just shed. This layer sitting next to you that's been a part of you for so long. Does this layer, this belief, feel like you? Or does it feel foreign? Upon reflection, if this layer, this belief, does serve you, if it feels like it's part of you, put it in your bag to take back with you. If it doesn't, find a place to put it in this other world where it'll be kept safe. Maybe in a hole in a nearby tree. Before tucking it away in a safe place, thank this layer, this belief, this story, this label, for how it served you and perhaps kept you safe up until now. When you feel complete, make your way back through the hedgerow, stepping past the St. Jones wort at the edge. As you walk back onto the dirt road, you hear a whisper on the wind saying, "Remember who you are." Remember who you are. Begin to notice your breath. And bring your awareness back to your physical body. Gently open your eyes, and if you're lying down, make your way to a seat. Remembering the layer you might have left in the other world, take a moment to write down any impressions or words you're left with. Thank you, Medicine Keepers, and remember who you are.